For the Rural Radio Network, I'm Shaylee Peters, and it's time to take a look back on this week's market activity. And joining us this week is Heather Ramsey with the ARC Group in Lincoln. And Heather, let's start off just by looking back over the week, although everything with the exception of soybeans ended on a higher note, kind of a rough week in the grains.
Definitely was a rough week for grains, for livestock, from energies. I mean, all around it was a rough week, and this is the time of year we typically expect that in the commodity side. Week over week on nearby corn showing down 15 and 3/4 cents on new crop December 16 corn down 15, and then looking out to December 17 down 8 cents this week. So it is nice to see that the December 17 corn tried to hold its own against the 16. That's a little bit of a bright spot. Looking out on the bean side of things, nearby beans off 56 and a quarter cents, new crop beans down 67 cents this week. So really hard on the beans this week. The wheat was the one bright spot for commodities that week over week. We did manage to put in a 5.5 cent gain on old crop wheat, and new crop July 2017 wheat managed to put in a 12 and 3/4 cent gain. So there was a little bit of a bright spot. We definitely needed to see wheat rebound. This is typically when we start seeing it. We're getting to that end of harvest, almost post-harvest market time frame for wheat. So we do expect to see that continue to go up. Like I said, though, this is the time of year that we should all know what's about to happen. We see this every year, July and August, we see corn and beans come down. We might see a little bit of a rally back in September. Then we get into guts lot harvest, and it's not pretty. And then it takes post-harvest, probably about post-Thanksgiving, to start seeing the market tend to rebound. So this is what we should be expecting. I've been telling my guys a lot this week, don't panic. Stay calm.
Absolutely. So kind of a hang tight attitude. And as we look out into the future, you know, you mentioned that kind of post-harvest. What are we doing in the meantime? What sort of things should we not maybe be doing?
Well, I definitely think we should not be doing any panic selling right now. You know, I look out there in the market right now, you've got a couple of things kind of showing some bullish perspective, I guess you could say. You look out and you see that in the options, so on new crop options, you're seeing that calls are priced more expensively than puts. Well, that's telling you that the call is worth more money because there's a lot more likelihood that the market continues to go back up versus continuing down. So that's a little bit of a bullish factor right there. You've got commitment of traders out right now showing net long positions, you know, moderately long positions in both corn and beans right now. That's saying that funds and other traders are positioned to take advantage of a rally. So that's kind of a bullish factor as well. And if you start looking at outside demand for commodities, you know, we've seen steady export sales. We're seeing steady ethanol and soy crush here in the U.S. Actually, we're putting in record soy crush for the month of May and June, and for all intents and purposes, that could very well be what happens for July. So those are really good indicators of a potentially bullish trend as well. Now, I'm not saying that that happens next week. It's going to take a little while for all these factors to kind of come together, but long term, you know, in the next, you know, 6 months or so, we should hopefully see some of these situations pan out and see some bullish rebound into the market. Now, whether that's, you know, 20 cents or 50 cents, nobody really knows at this point. I think we'll take anything.
Absolutely. And some decent news or a silver lining maybe as we finish out this week. Any additional comments as we end this market week here and head in to closer to August?
Yeah, you know, the one most common question is, you know, should we be doing something at the bottom? And should we be lifting hedges? Myself and the ARC group included, we do not promote lifting hedges. A hedge is there for a reason. We've got good values on. If you want to capture hedge gains, that's one thing. Capturing a hedge gain and then continuing to have protection on against the downside is perfectly acceptable at this time of year. You can also leave your hedges on And go sell some puts. You know, there's lots of opportunities to sell puts right now. If you're really, really super bullish, go sell some cash and buy a call. You know, just you've got to really be careful with where you're with what you're doing this time of year, trying to capture your hedge gains, but then don't leave yourself open for continued downside risk. That's not a good feeling on anyone's part. And don't cap yourself in the top end right now, because obviously we're poised to potentially have a good rebound. Just don't cut yourself on the top end and have to limit yourself there.
Okay, thanks, Heather, for all the market commentary. That's Heather Ramsey with the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you would like more information from them, you can give them a call toll-free at 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network.